No doubt they're probably one of the best in the NFL, and they've been that way for a long time now, so it's going to pose a good threat for us. But we dealt with them before. We played against this team, seems like a lot, so we're somewhat familiar with them. But it's going to be a challenge for us, and we have to be ready for it because, they're not going to take it easy, and nobody's feeling sorry for each other. You know, they got all those injuries. We have our injuries. We're going to go out there, and we're going to play hard, and hopefully we can come out on top.
In terms of offensive drives last week, some good, some bad, but you guys have that goal stand right there where you're backed up to the 12 and you get the touchdown. I mean, huge confidence boost, especially the way the red zone's been going this year.
Oh, it was good. I feel like, you know, you look at that film and you're like, man, we have been doing it all year, but we weren't making the plays when we had to make them, and we did last week, and that's what was the difference in the game. That's why we won that game. So yeah, it's confidence. It's something like, you know, I hope I'm not sounding cocky, but we knew we could do it all along. We just had to go out there and show we can do it, and hopefully we can continue to have that type of success, because that's what it's going to take, especially against a team like Green Bay out there with that weather and everything. I mean, we have to come up and make some plays this week, and hopefully we will.
You talked about after the New Orleans game that you guys play with that effort, you're going to come out good more often than not. And last week, obviously, a case of that. But what do you think's been the catalyst the last couple of weeks to make that happen?
I don't know. Maybe guys are just sick and tired of going out there and getting our butts kicked and not playing up to our standard. And maybe it's a little embarrassment. Maybe it's the personal pride. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's working for us. In the last couple of weeks, we have come out and played with high energy. Now, it hasn't been perfect, but one thing that I've always wanted out of myself and my teammates and whatever team I've been playing on is just maximum effort, because that's what it takes. And you always have good chances, especially with the type of players. We still have some good players on this team. So if we can go out there and have that type of effort, like I said, I like our chances. I'm not guaranteeing any type of win or anything like that, but at least we're going to go out there and be competitive. And it doesn't matter what the score is. Or like last week, we go down 14-0. You got to play this game. It doesn't matter that we're not going to the playoffs. I mean, you got to play this game. I mean, it's what we get paid to do, and we love to do this, hopefully. And let's go out there and compete and play ball.
Tony, how big was it for you to see Roddy back to form, and will that open up things for you down the stretch?
I hope. It's great to see Roddy back out there, not just for me. I mean, for him. You know, because I know it's been a frustrating year for him. It's had to be. I mean, you talk about one of the best players in this league to come out and get hit with those type of injuries early in the season, and really hadn't been healthy the whole season until last week or two. So you're really starting to see him come back to that old Roddy White that we all love, and I think it's great. It's going to help us out tremendously. You saw what it did last week. It helps us to move the ball down the field. He's got big play capability. He can get down the sideline and make those plays. Matt just throws it up in the air. So it's good to have him back, and you know, I think it's going to help open up all of us, not just myself.
Tony, Coach Cutter said the other day that you're a great blocker, but they don't want to put you in those situations for health-wise. I mean, and that's why they go with the jumbo package and all that stuff. So how much of a help is that for you?
It's great. It's great. I'll take it wherever I can get it. You know, at this point in my career, you know, and this is really for the last 3-4 years, you kind of want to go out there and you want to, because I still have high energy, but at the same time, it isn't what it used to be. I'm not going to claim it's not. I feel like I can still play at the same level, but I do get a little bit more tired than I used to. So it's great for that jumbo package to come in and give me a little bit of a breather. Maybe I don't have to be at the point every time. And those guys are capable. And a lot of it, too. I mean, at this point, obviously we're not going to the playoffs. I mean, those young guys need to come in and get that experience, too, because they're going to be around here, and they're going to be hopefully staples in this offense for a long time. And they need to get the job done and show what they're capable of doing and get that experience.
Is that going to be an extra reminder for veterans like yourself to just keep going around business as usual, even though there's not going to be the playoff prize at the end?
Mm-hmm. We talk about it. You know, Coach reminds us about that every day in our little team meeting. We remind ourselves about it. And like I said, I told you guys before, the energy level, as far as emotionally in the locker room with talk, and talk is cheap, you know. But that's always been there. That hasn't been gone this whole season. We're capable of talking the talk. But, you know, a couple games this year, we haven't been able to go out there and actually put that product on the field. But we've been doing it the last couple weeks. But I don't care what the situation is. Anytime you step on that football field, I don't care if it's the fourth quarter and we're down 40 points, you still have to go out there and play lights out, because that's how this game is supposed to be played, first of all. And I don't know. For me, and I think the guys on this team, we don't ever want to put anything on film that we would regret. you know, something we wouldn't want to show our peers or show our families, you know, when it's all said and done. You want to make sure you put a good product out there when you're on that field, because first of all, it's an opportunity. It's a luxury to be able to compete in the NFL. So why not? Why waste it by going out there and slacking and not playing up to your standard?